Nolte, only 42% say they will get the coronavirus vaccine. By John Nolte on August 5, 2020. Only 42% of American adults say they will get the coronavirus vaccine, according to a Yahoo News/YouGov poll. This is a tracking poll of 1,506 American adults taken between July 28 to 30. Back in early May when the poll first started asking this question, 55% said they would agree to get vaccinated. Slippage has occurred every month since. In late May the number dropped to 50%. In early July it was just 46%. Now we're down to 42%. It should be noted that there is no vaccine as of yet. But there has been much talk of a miracle vaccine right around the corner. You know, just like the findings of the Durham investigation. Regardless, the question is what is driving this lack of trust? Why would only 42% agree to a vaccine? Well, to begin with, no one likes to hear the words rushing and vaccine in the same sentence. However, the poll does show that only 19 to 25% are adamant about never being vaccinated, while 26 to 33% are unsure of what they will do. So, in the end, we could have 70 to 80% of the public agreeing, which puts us in the realm of herd immunity. Most of us are going to wait to see what happens to others, to those who are willing to jump immediately on board the vaccination train. That will not be me. Sorry, I'm no hero. If I were single, maybe, but my only obligation is to my wife, and because her health is sketchy, mine needs to hold on. And I'm sure as hell not going to offer her up as an early volunteer, although ultimately that is her decision. Overall, I'm pro-vaccine. I think these anti-vaxxers are nuts. Like air conditioning and Blu-rays, vaccines are proof of God's love for us. But when you're born into the privilege of modern America, and no matter if the government classifies you as poor, you are still born into privilege of the bounty of modern America. It's easy to forget what life was like when polio, smallpox, and diphtheria could wipe out your children without so much as a howdy-do. We're so spoiled and blinkered by our own spoilage, we simply can't imagine being ravaged by those quaint diseases sometimes talked about in black and white movies. So we think we can afford to embrace the latest mindless cause hyped by an equally mindless celebrity whose only claim to fame is her bra size. The same with crime. You have to be edging into the age of 60 to remember the hell of urban violent crime in the 60s, 70s, and 80s, and since that reality is so far removed from your reality, why not defund the police and empty the prisons? We are a nation of ignorant children driving a fast car when we can't even see over the steering wheel. Nevertheless, the caution around this vaccine is warranted. Not only are things being rushed, but why would you agree to get vaccinated for something that is not that deadly? I know it's heresy to speak the truth about the dangers of the coronavirus, but it is simply a medical and scientific fact that if you are under the age of 50, the China flu is no more a danger to you than the conventional flu. So why take the rushed vaccine if that's all you have to worry about? I wouldn't. Those who are at risk, and who understand fully any risks associated with the vaccine, are the ones who should get vaccinated. My wife will probably eventually decide to the vaccination. And because I'm 54, I might also, especially if that means I no longer have to wear a mask. Another thing to keep in mind is that if the vaccine is released before the 2020 presidential election, the media will treat it like the perfectly harmless, with a prescription, hydroxychloroquine, like it's a deadly poison. The media want as many people to die as possible so they can blame it on President Trump. I don't say that lightly. I say it because it's true. People know this. Which is another reason for skepticism. Who do you trust? Democrats sure as hell don't trust Trump, and are going to be awful skeptical of an October cure. The rest of us don't trust Anthony the Fraud Fauci, who tells us masks are useless until the media tells him to say masks save lives, who throws a baseball like a girl, who is willing to tell us to close down a church, but not massive protests. Only a fool would trust a medical community that locked us down for no reason and then encouraged mass Marxist protests. Our institutions, from the medical community to the media, are all garbage, which means we are all on our own out here. And when you are on your own, skepticism is a lot healthier than a rushed vaccine. Follow John Nolte on Twitter @NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.